you know. And she caught a case. She bit a bitch nose off.
Okay.
Mm. Literally. Damn. Hit the bitch. No, not her nose. Her nose.
Yeah, you remember, I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, she bit a bitch's nose. I mean, literally, she deformed the girl.
Wow, okay.
You see what I'm saying? She deformed the girl. Mm. And she ran for like 6 months. She was on Miami Valley's Most Wanted and all that shit.
Okay.
And then I convinced her, I said, well, look, go turn yourself in. And, you know, I said, you know, go turn yourself in. And then I'll let the court know you turned yourself in. Maybe they'll have some, you know, some consideration for that on your bond. Shit, the judge said, nope, 50 grand. And she come calling me. I said, nope, I need 35.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So then when she went in there, you know, she started thinking that, you know, I was just going to, again, stroke a free bond. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. They're going to bring me X amount of dollars. And I got X amount of dollars and I bonded her out.
Okay.
But, you know, it was one of them situations where she was just going downhill. And when she was going downhill, you know, with all this other fuckery, and see, karma was coming back on her for all the grimy shit she had done.
Okay.
And so when all that shit came back on, she was robbed. She was out here robbing niggas, set niggas up to get robbed, and all that shit was coming back on her. Mm-hmm. You know, and she thought that I was, I'm not doing that. You know, and you can't use the pussy as emotional blackmail. No, you can't do that.
Right.
You know, I don't accept the currency of emotional blackmail. I don't fall for that. So when she was in there, I told her straight up, I said, I can't afford to take on your problem. It may sound kind of cold, but I can't afford to take on your problem.
Right.
I can't. I'm out here trying to make a business work. I'm out here trying to eat. I can't take on your problems. I will assist you where and when I can, but I can't take on your problems. And for that, I got labeled worse than the street nigga. She said that my head game, I'm talking about my manipulation skills.
Exactly.
She said that they were worse than the street nigga. She said, you just do it a different way. Way.
Oh, shit. You doing it like I said, man, in a chess mode. You know what I'm saying? Mind games, yeah, for real.
She told me, she said, you just like them. You just do it different. I said, no, what you mean to say is, what you're really saying is, you thought you had a sweet lick.
Okay.
You thought you hit a lick. That's what you're trying to say. You thought you hit a lick and you thought I was going to be mesmerized just because you was fucking me. You thought you hit a sweet lick. And now that lick ain't there, you know, you feeling some kind of way about that.
Wow.
Because I won't save the day because you thought you had me lick because you gave me that little pussy. Mm-hmm. And I said, I see beyond that little pussy you giving me. I see all the trouble, drama, baggage, and bullshit, you know, that dealing with you entails. And I don't want that in my life.
Right.
You know. So she went on and went to prison, got back out, got busted doing the same shit that this chick is doing. Smuggling drugs into the jail.
Oh shit, man.
And then she come calling me, wanting me to put money on her books. No. I'm not putting money on your books. You hit. You did that dumb shit you on your own.
God damn.
Because they'll be the first ones to tell you. It's hard as hell to get me to pick the phone up.
Shit, man. You don't be wanting to hear that shit.
It's hard as hell to get me to pick the phone. Unless it's the inner circle.
Right.
If it's not my family.
Right.
And by family, I mean my mother and my father.
Right.
Or you.
Right.
If it's not my inner circle, I don't entertain personal calls, money.
Damn. Damn.
I don't. So ain't no room in my cipher for that shit.
Right, right.
Because when you call them, I know what you call. And this goes back to what I was saying. You cannot be fucking on them all the time. Because fucking on them all the time creates an obligation. Just like what they thought they had. She thought that I was obligated to run down there and stroke that bond for free.
Right.
No, I wasn't obligated. Because I only see your ass every 3 months.
Right.
Ain't no obligation here. Mm. I help where I can. Ain't no obligation here.
Man.
You're not going to reverse the figure four on me.
Oh, man.
I will not let you reverse the figure four.
Wow.
I'm the Ric Flair in this bitch.
I got you.
Now we go to school.
Right.
You see, I wasn't going to let that happen. And that's what happens. People are saying, damn, what kind of power trick is this?
Oh, fuck, man. These niggas don't know. They don't understand, man. You know, it's funny. She wanted you to basically clean up the mess. You know, that the dusty nigga got her into. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, and I won't do that.
Yeah, it's all on you.
I won't do that.
She done went ahead, got herself in some shit. You know what I mean? And then, you know, it's basically because of her fucking with the knucklehead nigga. And it's all on your shoulders now.
It's all your fault. Yeah. When that bitch bit that bitch's nose off, it was over a dusty ass nigga.
Mm.
And while she calling me to come down there and do all this shit, she's still talking to him behind my back.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a cold game, Jack.
You see what I'm saying? And her sister, and to show you, her sister was the one that ratted her out. I'm talking about the other girl. Her sister ratted her out, but then in the meantime, her sister had me on speakerphone while the main nigga was there listening. So he listening to I'm explaining the situation. I mean, bitches are evil. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Because her sister low-key trying to get in on some trick and action.
Okay.
So her sister is trying to fuck up her reputation with me and the drug-dealing-ass nigga that she went to prison for.
Wow, man.
Because her sister was a hoe, too.
Okay.
You see? So her own sister backstabbing her so she can get some trick and action going on. Mm-mm-mm. That's how cold it was. And she got out, she told me, my sister is not who you think she is. She had you on speakerphone all the time while, you know, her baby daddy was standing there.
God damn, boy.
You know.
Okay.
So, like I told you, these bitches are play double agent. They play niggas against each other. They do all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm. Shit, man.
God, you know, to get the shit they need. To get the shit they want to get the shit they need. And they hold no compunction about putting you in harm's way to get what they want. That's why you can't fuck on them all the time. Mm-mm-mm. You can't see them every day. You can't come running every time they call. That is a violation in the game.
Man.
It's illegal. It's unlawful. It's unreasonable. It's suicidal.
Shit, man. Whew. Well, you definitely proved that. Like you said, proof is in the pudding because you put all those laws into effect, man, with this recent case, man, with this chick putting the dope on her, running up in the spot, man, up in the state pen after you motherfucking, you know, got her a lawyer and put money towards this shit. And, boy, the shit that they'll do. Like I said, I just knew it was a goddamn joke, man. I just knew it was an April Fool's joke. I'm like, there's no way she's this goddamn stupid, bro. Goddamn. Ooh-wee. I don't know, man. Lost for words on that shit.
I mean, it's if you obey the rules, mm-hmm. you enjoy the benefits. If you break the rules, you do so at your own peril. It's as simple as that. All these rules that I made up, all this stuff, nobody told me this. This shit came from direct experience.
Exactly.
This came from trial and error. This ain't just theory. This is shit that I can't speak for you, but this is shit I've been through. This comes from making mistakes. This comes from being the nigga that signed for shit.
Right.
This comes from being the nigga that done got draped off in some fucker. You know, this comes from being the nigga, you know, that they just knew was in their corner, so they had no respect for what you are.
Right.
All this shit is by direct. This is what they call the school of hard knocks. So when I tell you, just because you can keep your self-respect even though you shall not, you just have to know what you will and what you won't do.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a line drawn in the sand about what you will allow and what you will not allow. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple.
And let me give cats kind of like a crash course in how the line is blurred, man, because, you know, everybody wants to pigeonhole an individual of being a lame or another nigga being, you know, the nigga with the swag or whatever. Now, case in point, you know, my boy the side trickster. Now, what would you classify him as, you know, like if you was abroad and you seen him, what would you think he'd be?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah, like I said, like if you was to look at the side trickster and you was a female, what would you classify him as? A guy with the swag or the lame?
Of course he would be a lame.
Okay, he'd be a lame. Okay, well...
From their perspective.
Yeah, of course, yeah. That I said. Yeah, from their perspective. Now...
Yeah.
Now, I told you, remember, like, he's got a wife and he's got a mistress, right? Okay, one of them's from Australia and one of them is from Russia. All right.
Okay.
All right. And then I told you that this Russian chick, she just recently got married, maybe about 6 months ago. And the side trickster would always go out with his mistress and his wife, right, to clubs and everything. And they'd be hugged up on each other, kissing on each other. I mean, it's literally like he's got two wives. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But recently, like I said, there hasn't been a whole lot of hanky-panky because she just got married. Now, what a lot of cats don't understand is this Russian, I give her, she's like a 7, 7.5 Russian chick, blonde hair, blue eyes, fat ass, and she's not no pale-skinned Russian, man. She's like kind of olive-skinned and shit. Pretty good-looking, man. She ended up marrying... Man, goddamn, man. Just the whole pattern just kills me, man. Because she ended up marrying a 60-year-old black dude who had just got out the pen.
Wow.
Yeah, he just got out the pen, 60 years old, in marvelous fucking shape. Once again, I keep trying to tell niggas, prison actually preserve niggas. You know what I'm saying? Keep them in good shape. And she loved this motherfucker to the point where she married him, right? So
right.
Here we got the side trickster, lame ass nigga, according to most bitches. And then the Russian chick, she went ahead and married this thug nigga that just got out the pen, right? Now, basically what's been happening is, man, this shit, this is beautiful, right? Because the lines are just blurred. It's like, who's actually in control here? Who's actually the boss in this equation, right? Actually, the side trickster, even though I want to smack the shit out of him because I be thinking he has not learned his lessons. You know, he ain't studied the scrolls. But, man, he's studied the scrolls enough. You know what I'm saying? Because basically what's been happening is the Russian chick, she's coming over and she's doing a threesome thing with him again. You know what I mean? She's been sneaking away from the thug, going over to the side trickster's crib with his Australian beautiful wife. And they've been getting it in. The lame is bending the Russian chick over, just banging her ass three ways to Sunday, and this thug nigga don't even know it. He has no clue what this chick is or what she's on or how freaky she can actually be, I guess. Because, you know, from what she telling the side trickster is she says she can't really be who she is around him, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? She can't really express herself the way, because, you know, that's how me and you get down. You know, we always say we let them be who they are. You know what I mean? There is no judgment. You know what I mean? If you own that bitch, then you own that. And I'll meet you on that level and shit. But yeah, once again, we got a situation where the so-called perceived lame, he has all the knowledge. You know what I mean? He really has the keys to the kingdom here. The motherfucker that's in the dark is the thug nigga. You know what I mean? This nigga straight out the pen, you know, washboard abs. I guess he, you know, boning the shit out of her. I'm like, damn, she got married that quick? You know, she must have found something really appealing or alluring about this nigga. But she cheating on him. She running back to the lame nigga. You know what I mean? And a lot of times the wife, other side trickster, don't even touch her. You know, she just lets the side trickster go in the bedroom and they get down. You know, it's just him and the Russian chick banging. You know what I mean? So, I say that story just to impress upon you fellas, man. Look, looks can be deceiving. You know what I mean? Don't judge a book by its cover. All this beta and alpha shit, man. You know, we don't pay no attention to that shit, man. For real, boy. Because, you just don't ever know, boy. You know, you might think you in a position of power. When, seriously, man, I mean, you actually in a position of weakness. Shit. So, I mean, long-winded story, but, you know, I just want motherfuckers to understand, man. Stop, man, just stop it, man. Stop with these goddamn, what should I call it? Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they put these absolute titles on everything.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They think that, you know, I always have to remind people that Buick makes more than one kind of car.
Okay.
Buick makes SUVs.
Right.
Buick makes small or compact cars. It makes mid-sized cars. It makes luxury cars. Mm. But it's still a Buick.
Okay.
So I say that to say that there's a lot of play and there's a lot of wiggle room in these definitions. So you want to, a lot of times they think that these so-called alpha males, these men that are really in control, are these men that look a certain way.
Right.
You know, what I learned from the Game of Thrones, it's not your physical attributes alone that make you supreme, it's your mind.
Okay.
Because that little midget be getting his shit off.
Man. Oh, so you been watching? So you watched those episodes finally, huh?
Yeah. I've been you know, getting caught up on it.
Okay.
That little midget is he's light years ahead of his adversary.
Okay.
And when you're able, and that doesn't mean that we are strictly people that's about theory and not about practice. It doesn't mean that we're strictly about intelligence, not about physicality. What we're saying is you just have to work your hand.
Right.
You have to work with what you're given. But in no means should you be fucking stupid. You don't do shit. And a lot of times what's happening is, because these street niggas are involved in all kinds of stupid shit, you know, they start looking for something to give meaning to what they're doing. All in right. other words, if they're out here doing shit that ain't really getting them anywhere, they want to try to make a place for themselves by saying that, okay, they're the alpha males because they out here, you know, doing whatever they do, whether that be selling dope, whether that be robbing, whether that be working some hustle. They have a certain kind of intelligence. Mm. But that intelligence is primitive. And it's one, it is monolithic. It's one-sided, it is monolithic, and it closes their eyes to all the other possibilities. Because you can't tell me that all the niggas that's been banging your girl had the slightest idea of what you were doing to her. How many times did you tell me that these females would come back to you after their boyfriends found them somewhere on the net and clown them because they did shit with you that they didn't do with them?
Shit. A lot of times, man.
Bitch, you told me you didn't do that. You know.
Right.
And here she is getting skeeted in the face or getting scribbled on or whatever the case may be. You see. And they, in their wildest dreams, they were the ones that should have been, you know, should have been doing those things.
Right.
But they couldn't get off what you were getting off so easily because based upon your appearance, you weren't supposed to be able to do any of that.
Right.
Based upon how you look in their world, you would be the lame.
Mm-hmm.
But the lame getting that girl to do all kind of nasty shit. Same instance or same scenario you pose with Side Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Side Tricks are getting it in, man.
Yeah. So they think that because you're deficient in one area, that means you're deficient all the way around. That's not the case.
Right.
Every animal has some type of strength. If it has a weakness, it has a strength.
Okay.
You know, that's just nature. Even if that strength is running, you have some type of strength and you have some type of weakness. That's just the way it is.
Yeah,
in all things that are found in nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so why would you think, and they think that, and it's good they think that way, because what we're doing is we take advantage of your arrogance.
Right.
That's what we're doing. We're taking advantage of your arrogance.
Hmm.
You know. So, you know, we see what they refuse to see. Now that man ain't got no idea what his wife doing with Side Tricks.
Man, he clueless, man.
He ain't got no clue as to how nasty his wife really is.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. He's accepted the responsibility of being with this woman.
Right.
And all this shit is happening right under his nose.
Mm-hmm.
What is she calling Side Tricks to her cousin, her uncle? And it's the perfect cover because he's married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
So in his arrogance, the last thing he's suspecting is that this chunky nigga with no swag is bending over his wife. He ain't ready for that. He ain't even trying to see that.
Oh, shit, man. I'll be sitting back tripping, man. I'll be like, God damn, man. You couldn't write a more fucked up scenario, man. Damn. I'm like, But, you know, but this is the alpha. Once again, this is the alpha nigga. and keep in mind, I keep trying to tell these niggas, and Cytrix is not paying nothing. You know, for everybody that's hung up on the whole monetary exchange thing, Cytrix is not breaking off any bread whatsoever, man. He's just straight up, you know, boning her, man. Shit. So, boy, this shit is deep, man. Yeah, he don't have any fucking clue, man. He don't suspect the chunky lame nigga is busting down his chick, man. He don't have a clue.
Imagine what could be going through his head when she's telling him she's going to see her friend and her friend's husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, what is he thinking about? I mean, because there's the slightest alarm when this woman is saying she's going over to see her friend and her friend's husband.
He's
thinking they're just some corny people he don't want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
They're just some lame people he don't want to hang out with.
She got this nigga so, blinded, I guess. Like, Side Tricks had told me a story a couple days ago how I think it was her birthday and they was at her crib and they was all drinking and shit. And the nigga was upstairs, the alpha nigga was upstairs and shit, man. She was in the kitchen with the Side Trickster and shit. And she gave him a hug And he was just trying to give her just like an innocent hug. You know, Cytrix ain't no fucking idiot. He ain't trying to, you know, do nothing out of pocket with the nigga in the house. But man, shit, she started slipping the tongue to him and putting her hands down his pants and tugging on him. He was like, dude. Like, she's fucking crazy, dude. I said, no. I said, not with him upstairs. So, yeah, man, you know, she don't give a fuck. You know how them bitches are, man. They crave that excitement, man. That drama, that taboo something, man. That, you know.
That forbidden. That man. Sense of the forbidden and danger.
Mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah. You know, on the verge of possibly getting the side trickster killed.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? Shit. Yeah, the fat chunky nigga is tonguing your bitch while you upstairs.
Sleeping. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, man. Wow, boy. And then I just had another scenario, man, where, oh my God, man. And I remember telling you this shit, man, where I was supposed to go see the white girl, man. And the problem is she stays 60 miles away, right? So it's like a 120-mile round trip, man, just to go see this chick, man, and possibly get some play or whatever. And, you know, nigga, I'm lazy, man. So it just came to the point where, damn, once again, one of my diehards called, man, and, you know, I've been cold turkey on them for a long time, man, because I've been trying to get my shit right. And I was just like, well, I am in the mood for some female companionship, man. And I was thinking, okay, well, I'm going to have to pay for this gas money. Go up here and, you know, fuck with this chick. And I got to buy some new gear because I ain't bought no gear, man. I ain't bought no clothes. And then, of course, I'm going to take her out to eat and shit. And I'm thinking, God damn, man. I'm like, it's cheaper to trick, man. I'm going to just... Like, I don't feel like doing none of that shit, man. So, man, one of my diehards called, man, and she said, I want to come on through. And so I never went to go see the white girl, man. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, fuck, I'll tell her I'll fuck with her later. But when my diehard came through, she brought another broad with her, man, right? And it turns out that this other chick, man, man, this shit is so scandalous, man. This other chick she brought is married. You know what I mean? And, you know, and I can always tell, man, when I be looking at a chick, man, I be thinking to myself, bitch, what are you doing here? You know what I mean? What do you want? You know, she basically got a ride with her, but you know what I mean? Typically, you know, a chick would drop her off and then skate, and then she'll go about her business, but she wanted to come in, right? And so I'm looking at her, and I'm just thinking, I'm like, man, I got another one. You know, I could just tell, man. She wants the attention. Because the whole while she was up in here, you know, my other chick, she got naked, was running around, you know, sitting on my lap, cheesing. And, you know, I'm just like, and then I'm looking at the other chick. And then she's just kind of like a deer in the headlights, man. I could just tell her pussy was getting wet and shit, man. But didn't do nothing with the extra chick. Went ahead and handled business with my diehard. And then, you know, a day later, I get a call like, yeah, my friend want to come on through. She want to come and she want to kick it. She want to party too.